Appeals court upholds dismissal of complaint challenging University of California's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. A U.S. appeals court has upheld the dismissal of a complaint that alleged the University of California system's COVID-19 vaccine mandate violated a professor's constitutional rights. Dr. Aaron Cariety, the professor, sued the university because it refused to grant permanent exemptions to its mandate to people who recovered from COVID-19 and thus have a form of protection against reinfection and severe disease called natural immunity. Cariety was suspended at the time and has since been fired. The mandate, according to the lawsuit, violated the U.S. Constitution's 14th Amendment, which states in part that no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States. Nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. The university disagreed, and a district court dismissed the case in December 2021. In the new ruling, a panel on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit upheld that ruling. To start, the panel said, the mandate must be reviewed under the rational basis review. Cariety argued the court must apply strict scrutiny, but that only comes into play when a challenged government action infringes on a fundamental right, and Cariety has not offered any appropriate historical example to establish a fundamental right to be free from a vaccine mandate at a workplace, the judges said. To the contrary, the Supreme Court upheld a much more onerous vaccine requirement in Jacobson v. Massachusetts. The rational basis review examines whether a rule or law is rationally related to a legitimate state interest, according to a previous ruling in a separate case. Under the review, Cariety's challenge fails, according to the panel. While studies Cariety cited can be assumed to show that prior infection confers a strong level of immunity above that of vaccination, under the review, it is not enough for a party to merely cite scientific studies challenging the government's classification policy, the panel said. Here, the school cited its own studies that support its vaccination policy, and that is enough for the policy to survive rational basis review, it added. The panel consisted of Circuit Judges Mary Murguia, an Obama appointee, Barrington Parker Jr., a George W. Bush appointee, and Kenneth Lee, a Trump appointee. A lawyer for Cariety did not return a request for comment. I'm not finished here. On this issue, I'm just getting started, Cariety said on Twitter. Cariety's case. Cariety was a professor of psychiatry and director of UC Irvine's medical ethics program when the mandate was imposed. Cariety contracted COVID-19 in mid-2020. The case was confirmed through polymerase chain reaction testing, and he experienced symptoms including loss of taste and smell. UC imposed the mandate on July 15, 2021, and has continued enforcing it since. It says that people who recovered from COVID-19 may be eligible for a temporary exemption but for no longer than 90 days. Cariety sued over the mandate in August 2021. Cariety had argued that the mandate couldn't withstand either strict scrutiny or a rational basis review, pointing to evidence, including a study from the Cleveland Clinic, that natural immunity from prior infection is strong and superior to the shielding bestowed by vaccines. Plaintiff is already naturally immune to the virus. He is therefore less likely to infect other individuals than are people who have been vaccinated. As a result, requiring him to be vaccinated in order to return to campus is irrational. In addition, by targeting people who have had the virus but remain unvaccinated, the mandate unfairly singles out one unpopular group for disparate treatment, the complaint said. The university opposed the suit, arguing that its policy was legitimate because it was aimed at the health and well-being of the community. It also said that the evidence is overwhelming that the COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective and confer potent hybrid immunity for those who have previously had COVID-19. Those factors mean the mandate survives a rational basis review, according to the system. Experts who submitted declarations in the case differed on key points, including with regard to the vaccine's impact on transmission. medical faculty at UC Irvine, in support of the case, said that the evidence indicated the vaccines do not prevent transmission, highlighting a CDC study on an outbreak in Massachusetts that found most of those infected were vaccinated and had on average higher virus levels in their nose than the unvaccinated that were infected. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky later said that the vaccines can't prevent transmission. Shane Crotty, a professor at the La Jolla Institute for Immunology, in support of the mandate, noted that some other studies found lower viral loads among the vaccinated. U.S. District Judge James Selma, a George W. Bush appointee, rejected a request for a preliminary injunction and in December 2021 dismissed the case. He cited earlier rulings such as Williams v. Brown, which he said showed courts found vaccination does not implicate a fundamental right. Karaiti cites to no precedent where a court extended the fundamental right to bodily integrity to encompass vaccination. This court declines to do so as well, Selma wrote. The mandate, the judge also said, had a legitimate purpose of facilitate protection of the health and safety of the university community. The university rationally excluded the naturally immune because it would not be able to effectively ensure that all individuals had immunity to COVID-19 without requiring vaccination, he added.